This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness. It seemed that all the talk about a trade war with China calmed down a little bit last week. What will this week hold? I'll talk about it coming up after this. Leroy, Kansas grower Todd Strickler recognizes the importance of using a seed treatment for early stand establishment to facilitate root structure.
I know with Poncho Votivo 2.0, we've seen an increase in the early vigor of the corn stands, increase in stalk diameter, bigger root system on the corn plants early in the season. And for our part of the world here in Kansas, early stand establishment is critical to growing a good crop.
And the benefit pays off with a healthier plant and a higher yield potential.
Poncho Votivo 2.0 in our trials has given us anywhere from 4 to 17 bushels per acre advantage, the average being around 10 bushels per acre. But we've been really pleased with the yield results we've got out of it.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. After the threats and counter-threats of Chinese tariffs, things last week seemed to be a little bit calmer. The president of China said at that forum in Asia that China will open its doors wider and wider, as he put it, to the world, and that China is not wanting to run up a huge trade surplus and would be looking for ways to ease foreign ownership limits in the automotive industries. The Chinese president said his country would be lowering its tariffs on imported cars this year. And then our President Trump tweeted that he was very thankful for China's kind words on tariffs and automobile barriers. Everyone is hoping, of course, that the United States and China can reach some type of an agreement before the tariffs are implemented. Our Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue testified before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee last week. In his words, "Our first goal is to negotiate ourselves out of the saber-rattling that has occurred, and to make sure that these market disruptions do not have a permanent impact." The story in the New York Times the other day indicated the Chinese are confused and they are concerned. But the past few months, some of the most powerful men in China, allies of the Chinese president with long-standing ties and deep experience with the United States, have been casting about for a better understanding of Donald Trump and how to respond to his combative trade agenda. The Times also says the vice president of China has met in recent weeks with a series of American business leaders and former cabinet officials to question them about the Trump trade threats. The Chinese Politburo member coordinating the economic policy over there has done the same thing. And one longtime China scholar in the United States said five Chinese officials had visited him seeking advice in the past 2 weeks alone. I'll be back after this.